Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we start Siman Reish Nun Gimel. This is Chaf Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos, and this is the halachos of Bishul. We really get to start over here some of the Din Drabanan relating to Bishul. So Mishnah Berurah over here gives a hakdama. So let's read the hakdama before we look at the Shulchan Aruch. Hine mipnei shasimin hazeh rabu parosav. Since there's so much detail in this siman, kadeshlo yival b'leini akaribo, and it could be very confusing. Amarti lahatik misever maksa shekel p'sichktane le meikari dinim shala. So he said, I figured I would share with you what the maksa shekel writes as an introduction to this the siman in order kadesh yaretz akaribo, so that it will be more easy to go through the siman in a more fluent way. Da, one thing you need to know. Sheish inyan shehi of inyan chazara. There are two separate yisurim drabanan related to Bishul on Shabbos. One is called Shehiyah, the other one is called Chazara. Shehiyah mikri shenosin tafshul meir v'shabbos al gabi kira lo derech hatmana u'menicha omid al gabi kira u'b'shabbos notel meir kira. Shehiyah means that you put food on the stove or in the oven from before Shabbos and you leave it cooking into Shabbos. That's called Shehiyah. That's one Isra Midrabanan. V'chazara mikri k'shenicha meir v'shabbos al gabi kira u'b'shabbos notel meir kira v'rotzal achzir shenis al gabi kira. Chazara is that you had food cooking, food that was already on the stove, and you took it off on Shabbos, and you now want to put it back on the stove on Shabbos. Zehu ikur din chazara l'kuli alma, v'li yeshon din chazara shenot amer of Shabbos amul chashecha, machzir kumfor b'sif peiz b'agah. There is another type of chazara that talks about food that was on the stove up until right before Shabbos, then you took it off right before Shabbos, then you're going to put it back on Shabbos day, but that's a different chazara, so let's not confuse ourselves with things in the brackets. So you have Shehiyah and you have Chazara. Upliki Chananya v'Rabbanan. And there is a fundamental machlokas tanoim between Chananya and the Rabbanan. The Chananya svirulei, Chananya holds in matavshul kvar nispashul kamachul ben drusai hu kichatzi bishul v'yeshom kishlish bishul, that if the food is cooked to minimal edibility, which is either one-third or one-half cooked, mutal ashos al gabikira afilin grufim in agchal mein ketuma hainush mechus agcham ve'efer. You can leave it on an open flame into Shabbos. As long as it's one-third or one-half cooked going before Shabbos starts, according to Chananya, you can leave it on an open flame without any ashes covering the flame, without any sweeping out of the coals, any tikkunim made. V'cham sviru lehu, dos remeinu grufu k'tuma, elim kenu special kol tzorchum esamik v'ralu. V'cham say, no, you're only allowed to leave it on open flame if it's fully cooked to the point where more cooking is damaging to it, where it becomes dry and it becomes drier and less good by staying on the flame. U'bereish perakira t'nan, the Mishnah says in the beginning of perakira, kira that you need to make some sort of tikkun. You can't leave something on an open flame. But it's not clear what the Mishnah is talking about. What are you not allowed to do unless you put a blech on? So the Gemara wants to know, are we saying that you're not allowed to leave something cooking unless you have a blech on? And we're assuming like the Rabbanan that even though it's half cooked, it's two-thirds cooked, it's you know, but it's less than fully cooked, you see you need a blech. Or maybe no, the lo yitin is about putting it back on and doing chazara. Avol shia mutaris afilu enu karav v'katum. But shia would be mutar even without a blech v'asik chananya, because we assume like chananya that as long as it's one third or one half cooked, that's good enough. V'lo shita hai baya. That is a question that remains unanswered in the Gemara. So essentially, you have machlokas tanaim chananya and the rabbanan. If you have something that's more than a third cooked, more than a half cooked, but not fully cooked, are you allowed to leave it on an open flame going into Shabbos? And the Gemara doesn't resolve it. So how do we paskin? So pasku arif arambam the b'shita sam lishos tanan karabanan de chananya va'afilu lishos be'in al gabi grufu ketuma, that to leave something on an open flame until it's fully, unless it's fully cooked, is aser. Va'tosos pasku lahachzir tanan avlishos mutra afilu aleinu grufa mishin espashkul machul ben drusai chananya. But Tosos holds like chananya that as long as it's at machul ben drusai before Shabbos, you can leave it on an open flame. And we're going to see in this siman both of these deos are quoted. We're not going to get to both deos today. We're only going to get to one of them. Dea echad idas harif v'arambam v'yeshom shemei v'mechab b'sof sival v'udas Rashi v'tosanal. The first opinion is going to be that of the Rif and the Rambam. The Yeshom is going to be that of Rashi and Tosos. Zeh ma'ashu b'yarnu b'ktsara u'me'ata nova levar et zivriya Shulchan Aruch be'ezer Hashem. Now that we've explained that, now we can start the Shulchan Aruch. So we know that they're basically all he said. We know that there's an Isra Shehiyah. We know that there's an nisr chazara. Shehiya means something that you leave cooking into Shabbos. Chazara means that on Shabbos you take it off and you want to put it back on. And we know that within Shehiya, there's a machlokas Chananya and the Rabbanon when Shehiya is mutter. The Chananya says as long as it's machal ben drusai, which means one third or one half cooked, Shehiya is mutter. And the Rabbanon say, no, it needs to be fully cooked to the point that mistamik v'ralo in order for Shehiya to be mutter on an open flame. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kira Shehiya suya ki kederu v'shofs nalpia kederu l'mayla v'yesh b'makam shvisa shtei kederos. You have a stove top that has a space on the top to put two pots on. If you use regular fuel to heat the stove, you're not allowed to leave a food cooking on top of it from Friday. And this is why this simon is over. This discussion is over here. We're not into malachos yet, but the order of the Shulchan Aruch is the order that Shabbos goes. So we're in the Friday halachos. So since Shehiya is a Friday halacha, so that's why we're Bishul Shin Yud Ches. So we're a long ways away from Bishul, but we got to get the Friday halachos before you get the Shabbos halachos. So you're not allowed to leave it mibod yom l'shal sola. Elim came the special kol tzorko v'hu mitztamek. Like the sheet of the Chachamim, that the only time you're allowed to do Shehiya is if it is fully cooked and it's to the point where further cooking is going to make it worse. Because in such a case, you wouldn't have to worry that you're gonna stoke the coals and then you're gonna do anything to it because it's to raise the flame, because raising the flame would be damaging to it. Meaning the whole reason you're not allowed to do Shehiya is that we're afraid you're going to stoke the coals in order to get the fire going better. But if getting the fire going better is going to ruin your food, you would never do that. So that's why the chamol, that once it's at mitztamek v'ralo, so you don't have to worry about shehiya. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. V'shov sin al piyas, if cut nalav, gam betochi yesh makom lamin akadei ramut alishos b'mitztamek v'ralo, el mishum d'rotz l'shmiyan u'isr b'mitztamek yafalo, afilu al piya. It's not really about it being on top of the kira. Even if it's in the kira, the same halachos apply. It just tells us about being on top of the Kira to let us know that even there it's a problem of Shehiya. It tells you about different types of fuels, because they're the types of fuels that would make coals that you could, if you poke the coals, it would get the fire going again. But really anything that you could adjust the flame easily would fit into this category. So our stoves and ovens certainly fit into this category. Sheep solishal zesim, which is the waste product of olives. V'yesham du adin solishal shumshim in or of sesame. The gamayim b'chal geves and iskar b'mishkol kamenus and rishon zayin. I mean, the point is that it's something that is a fuel that can heat a fire, that you can stoke it in order to make it better. Other types of fuel that you could also use. Let's say you messed up, you had it cooking on the stove, and now it's Shabbos. Oyvei, the cholent's not cooked yet, so you have to take it off. According to this opinion, if it's not in the special called sarcho, on an open flame, again we'll get to blechs and things like that, but an open flame, cholent on an open flame, according to this opinion, if it's not fully cooked when Shabbos starts, get it off there. You're not allowed to leave it cooking on there. Meaning this is not what we call a malacha derabanan. Malacha means you do something. This is a gzeira derabanan. That a state of being, even if you're not doing anything, is also usser. So to just leave it and have it be that way is usser. Mibod yom means you put it there to cook into the night, for the night. Ela im kein nispashal v'chulei, haynu tekivin shekvar nispashal l'gamri, atchem tispashal yosef tzamik l'ra, lo chashin l'chito im mutalitna oz l'chadchila. That once you get to the point where it's fully cooked and if you cook it more, it's going to become worse, so then we're not worried that you're going to try to raise the fire. Mitztamik v'ralo, what does it mean mitztamik v'ralo? Pirish called over Shadam Otsov Kishiyavish Viniskavitz Machmas Rova Bishel Vichain Biyafalo Hainu Shusamech Bazet. Anything in Samik Ralo means that if it would cook further, it would make you upset because it's going to be not as good. If you look in the Bir Alach and Dibra Maskul Shosa Aleha, he says the Tzorach Halai Lakin Lashonatur, that the Shehiya is for that night's meal. He says, but If your intention is that you don't want that food for that night's meal, the food is only intended for the next day's meal, so there's makom to be mekil, because we're not afraid that you're going to raise the flame, because you're in no rush. It could cook really, 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 really slowly, and it will still be plenty of time for tomorrow's meal. But then he says we shouldn't be somech on this unless it's a real shasat chak. Only b'dieved we should be somech on that svara. So generally we ask for shihiyah even for things you're going to need for tomorrow's meal. Sifkat and tes. Back in the Shulchan Aruch gives one more kula over here. So one kula is if it's fully cooked, right? And it's misamik v'ralo. Shulchan Aruch on top of page 40. Oshu chai shalom espashal klal. The other heter you have is if the food is totally raw, it's not cooked at all. The kivin shu chai masiach daitim mena lemachar uvachol lai liyachol espashal blochitui. That there's no way it's going to be ready for tonight's meal anyway. So since there's no way it's going to be ready for tonight's meal anyway, we're not worried that you're going to raise the flame to hurry up the cooking process because you can't have it tonight anyway. It's only going to be ready tomorrow. Sifkat and tes in Mishnah Berurah. Oshu chai v'dafka basar chai. It's got to be raw meat. Where it wouldn't be shayich to get it ready in time for the nighttime meal. But vegetables and other things that are kalei abishal that are easy to cook and will cook more quickly, the fact that it's raw is not going to help you. So chaticha chaya means that it's basar. Sivkatan yud shalom is bashal. That if it's raw, so you could put it up right before Shabbos. But if you put it up at noon on Chatzos Hayom on Shabbos or something like that, that's aser. Because then it's already partially cooked before Shabbos. Then you would need to take it off before Shabbos starts. Unless you already had it in the special called Tzarko at that point. It has to be where even if it's hot, but it's not yet cooked at all going into Shabbos. This is the heter called kidra chayta, that it's something that's totally raw. That's no way it's going to be ready for tonight's meal anyway. So that you're allowed to put up to cook right before Shabbos. The post can point out what if you make early Shabbos? So can you put it up right before early Shabbos? Does it depend on when Shkia is? So in the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who said that it's Tali and Shkia, not in your own making of early Shabbos. But Rav Nissim Krelitz disagrees, and he says, no, if you make early Shabbos, so you make early Shabbos. So then it's Tali on when you make Shabbos. The Bir Halacha points out that if you know that your meal goes way, way late into the night, then Kidra Chaisa may not work. Because if it's going to be ready during your Friday night meal, if it possibly could be ready during your Friday night meal, then you don't have this whole heter. So to summarize what we learned today, first we just defined Shihia and Chazara, and we pointed out the Machlokas Chananya and the Chachamim of when you're allowed to leave food cooking on an open flame, according to Chananya when it's Kemachal Ben Shusai, according to the Chachamim when it's Mavushal called Tzarcho, and it's going to be 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. And then we pointed out that there is a heter that if the meat is totally raw and you put it up right before Shabbos, since it's not going to be ready for your Friday night meal anyway, that's not going to be a violation of the Isser of Shihia. Okay, but tomorrow we'll continue in Si'if Av.